It was a picturesque scene on the evening of July 25 as a team of 24 RCMP officers, attired in red serge ceremonial dress, and their immaculately groomed black horses performed the renowned musical ride at the Verdun Fairgrounds. Co-sponsored by the Verdun Agricultural Society and the Verdun Community Chamber of Commerce, the half-hour program of precision formations, patterns and drills set to contemporary music drew an audience of over 1,000 people from the local community, and other points in rural Manitoba and southeastern Saskatchewan. It was the ride's first appearance in Verdun since 2016, and one of only two performances in the province to commemorate the National Police Force's 150th anniversary. The contingent and their sergeant major, Scott Williamson, was initially welcomed to Verdun with an afternoon parade the day before. Known, a local Youth for Christ vocal ensemble, and country recording artist Kendra Kay provided pre-ride entertainment. There was face painting for the kids and a recruitment booth highlighting career opportunities within the RCMP. Kay, who hails from Elkhorn, was the opening act when the musical ride last appeared in Verdun in 2016. Dignitaries on hand included Sergeant Helen Goodman of the Verdun RCMP Detachment, RM of Sifton Reeve Cyril Drew, Brandon Souris MP Larry Maguire, Verdun Mayor Tina Williams, Hon. Doyle Pivniuk, Minister of Transportation and Infrastructure and Hon. Greg Nesbitt, Riding Mountain MLA and Minister of Natural Resources and Northern Development. The Kennedy Langevin family members, including Kennedy's father Doyle and her brothers, were the evening's honored guests and took the official salute from Williamson at the start of the ride. Kennedy suffered a traumatic brain injury in a barrel racing accident in July of 2022 and continues her recovery in Winnipeg. Despite the heat and humidity, a number of people took advantage of a rare opportunity to tour the horse barn, see the animals up close in their stalls, and meet the riders, RCMP officers who come from different parts of Canada. According to its website, the musical ride, a Canadian icon recognized at home and abroad, supports frontline police operations by building positive relationships, supporting recruiting efforts and promoting the RCMP's image in communities in Canada and worldwide. The 2023 tour includes visits to British Columbia, Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Ontario, Quebec and the Maritimes.